I think this is the biggest misnomer in the world, creation versus evolution. Now, that is not a logical argument, and let me tell you why. Because that's like saying Chevron versus Burger King. You see, you can't compare the two because one of them is a gas station and one of them is a restaurant. Now, you might say Chevron versus Shell Gas, because those are two different gas stations, and you can compare and contrast the two. But creation versus evolution, that's not a congruous argument, and let me explain to you why. Because evolution does not explain where things came from. It doesn't explain where life came from. It should be called creation versus spontaneous generation. Because evolution just explains how, you know, supposedly, and I don't believe in it for one second, but supposedly a simple life form became more complex over time. That's what evolution explains. But does it explain where that original animal came from? Does it explain where the original plant came from? Does it explain where that so-called single-celled organism came from? No, it explains nothing. You see, evolutionists today believe in spontaneous generation, which has been proven false many times. Who knows what spontaneous generation is? Raise your hand. It's when people used to believe that animals just came into existence. Like, for example, let's say you had a piece of meat and all of a sudden it developed maggots. They thought that the maggots originated from inanimate matter. I mean, the meat is not alive. And yet they thought that living things came out of something that's not alive. Well, they proved it false because here's what they did. They put the meat in a jar. They put a piece of, you know, cloth over it so that no flies could land on it. And then all of a sudden there were no maggots. And they realized that it was flies that were planting the eggs and the meat. But you see, this kind of stupidity is carried on to this day in 2010. People who believe in evolution literally believe in spontaneous generation. My wife was at the science center this week with the kids, and my mother was also there. And this guy's up there, and he's explaining how on this other planet there are certain chemicals there, and he said, all the chemicals are there that could produce life. And my mother was there, and my mother raised her hand in the science center and said, wait a minute. Chemicals produce life? Can you explain how that works? He's like, he's like, oh, there's methane, there's this, it could produce life, you know, they have all the chemicals. He said, well, can you, she said, well, can you do that? Don't you have all those same chemicals? Don't you have methane? You know, you're wrong. I can tell you got a lot of methane, buddy. But, you know, basically, hey, don't you have all the instruments in your laboratory? Don't you have all your test tubes and your beakers and your Bunsen burners? And you can make it whatever temperature you want. You can use whatever chemicals you want. You can do whatever you want, but you can't create life. Because every single thing in this universe that's alive was begotten by something else that was already alive. Amen. Every plant came from another plant. Every animal was given birth to or spawned by some other animal. You see, there's no such thing as creating life. Only God can create life, and He already created it. And everything brings forth after its own kind. So really, it should be creation versus spontaneous generation. Versus chemicals all of a sudden came to life. And instead of showing me a dumb chart of a monkey turning into a human, I want to see a chart of nothing turning into a single-celled organism. Let's go back a little further. How does nothing turn into a living creature? How does nothing come to life? And they said, oh, electricity. They said there were all these electrical storms. Now, I saw that on Frankenstein, where electricity brings things to life. But the difference with Frankenstein makes more sense, folks, and here's why. Because at least Dr. Frankenstein started with a thing that used to be alive. Like, at least it had all the parts. You know, he had the brain, the heart. Remember, he was stealing the brain in the old diner? He had the brain, the heart. He had all the different pieces, and he put all the pieces together, and then so-called his lightning bolt brought it to life. That makes a lot more sense than the lightning bolt just struck a bunch of slime or chemicals or methane, and all of a sudden, just boom, something's alive. But you see, the evolution doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to talk all about apes and people. It explains nothing. It's not an origin. Spontaneous generation is their origin. That's what they believe. Just boom, it's out of nothing. Now look, it should be creation versus spontaneous generation, and it should be evolution versus bringing after your own kind. Because that's what the Bible says. Everything brings forth after its own kind. Those are two congruous arguments. Let's see. Things bringing forth after their own kind? There's a lot of evidence of that. Yeah. In fact, it just happened this morning in our church. Brother David and his wife were just brought forth after their own kind. I hope it's a human being. I hope it's not. I hope it's not. It doesn't have like you know, seven fingers and a tail, or you know, some kind of a new species, my friend. I don't think so.